You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I'm here to make a statement right now. First off, you will take me seriously as a presidential candidate. I don't know how many ways I gotta say this, but you can't hold me down forever. I'm not gonna sit back and just let you guys talk crap about me behind my back and act like I'm not gonna compete with you guys and have the media ignore me and have social media ignore me and you just be able to pay them off to just, for me to never progress at all, you know, and just to not get all that many followers and not get all that many people looking at me and things like that, you know, and just to let people stalk me and, you know, and not have nothing to say to me, and I'll get like 40 or 50 views and nobody likes the freaking post and nobody comments on the post and nothing like that, and not have any support. Do you know how that feels? It feels pretty disgusting. I'm pretty sick right now. You know, I got people screwing me over on Bitcoin investments, telling me that they're gonna net me $5,000 if I just give them 1,000 more of my money. Well, I've already given them 100 of my money and gave them 200 of somebody else's money. And that person trusted me. They trusted me to get them a return on investment. Plus, I trusted that person to get me a return on investment. I've had it up to here, you know, with all the fraud. The fraud is what really irks me. So many people frauding people right now. It's sick, it's disgusting. The world is disgusting right now. And I'm just supposed to be okay with this? I'm just supposed to be, yeah, honky-dory, great, whoop-de-woo, looky-loo, oh yeah, everybody look at the big screw-up, at the big screw-over. Yeah, he can't even manage his own life. You know what? Screw that. Screw that, I can manage my own life. What I can't deal with is the people who sit around and thinking that they can just screw with me and screw with my life. That's wrong. That's wrong. You think that I can't handle that? No, I don't have time to deal with it. You know, I've got almost 100 freaking cover songs already. You know, and you think I'm gonna let all this stop me? No, I'm not. You think I'm just gonna lose out on all this? No, I'm not. I don't understand your psyches. Because you just think that you can just get over on anybody. The people who are like that, the people who do this type of stuff, I can't fathom how you think you're gonna outsmart me and how you think that you won't get reported to the authorities for fraud. If you're committing fraud, you're getting reported. I mean, that's just the end of that. You know, and you think that you can do this all anonymously? No, you can't. Eventually, it's gonna catch up to you. There are ways of figuring out who you are, where you're coming from, what your IP address is, and all that. All that. You know, you think you can screw people like me over? No, you can't. You're only gonna get away with it for so long. It's so messed up. Y'all guys, y'all just wanna sit around and be devil worshippers and all this garbage? But yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, to get what you want? Well then why you keep begging me for more money? If you got what you wanted, and you're getting what you want through Satan and all this crap, then how come you're still begging me? The only thing I'm begging for is forgiveness from God for trusting somebody as stupid as you. You know, I still can't come to terms with how stupid you are. I don't get it, dude. I just don't get it. You know, you sit there and you guys all want to sit around and stalking people, gang stalking people, and hopefully they'll commit suicide and all this crap. You know, I'm already sick enough as it is, dude. I'm already sick. I've been laying in bed sick, and every now and then I can get up and do a song. And then I've got to go lay back down because I'm sick still. But yeah, okay. You want to talk me into going into the hospital and all this crap. Dude, you know, forget you. Forget all y'all. All y'all with y'all's mental assessments and crap like that, dude. Y'all need to get a grip on reality. The reality of the matter is that you can't do this to people. And on that note, you know, what else is messed up is the fact that Donald Trump thinks that he can just sit there and side talk and you know what I mean, and think that he can lie to people, the American people, and do the things that he does, and quite frankly commit fraud the way he is, and not even admit to geoengineering. So you're gonna tell me that the hurricane magically missed Florida where he lives? Yeah, okay, all right, cool. With all that money he's got, that he can combat this with his own geoengineering and with the White House and the government and the Pentagon and all these devil-worshipping, Satanist garbage crap people? Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, all right, sure. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people that witness your geoengineering somehow. I'm pretty sure that there are plenty of witnesses. But hey, go ahead, fire everybody in the White House, why don't you? Fire everybody in your cabinet, fire everybody. They said that they'll resign. Mr. Bolton said that he'll resign. But no, you fired him, right? Right? So we're just gonna stick to that story, right? That you fired him, right? Why don't you tell the truth, Donald? I'm so sick of your crap. You can call this knocking a political candidate. No, you're still the president. And you're still gonna be held accountable for all this crap you're doing. I'm absolutely tired and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everything that you're doing, Trump. You know better. But you're too dang old to care. You're a sick individual. You know, you can send all these people after me to do a mental assessment on me and try to have me ruled and deemed as bipolar with your prognoses. Yeah, okay. Why don't you come with a real diagnosis? Why don't you be straight up? I'm so sick and tired of your crap. And now all of a sudden you're so interested in Alaska and building the road in Alaska. Yeah, okay. All right. You want to waive a roadless exemption on the forest out here? You are sick. You're a sick man, dude. You are so sick. You'd rather poison all the animals out in the forest who enjoy their freedom being out in the forest. Yeah, all right. Okay, sure. Sure. You want to build this road? You're going to have to go through me and everybody else that disagrees with you. You want to just try and supersede us during your one term of presidency? Yeah, sure. Okay, sure. God and everybody is making sure that you are only one term, you sick individual. You're sick. You know who needs to be mentally assessed? You, sir. You. The president needs to be mentally assessed, impeached for his wrongdoings. We all know that he's doing wrong. And if you want to act like, oh, he's such an honest guy. I'm such an honest guy. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Then why do you keep lying? Why do you keep lying to the American people? How come you're doing gross neglect? How come you and all these people in the freaking law enforcement agencies are just so knee deep and they're up to their necks in gross neglect? Like they're drowning in gross neglect. I don't get it, dude. I don't get it. There are so many people in the judicial system right now that are just guilty of gross neglect. And you, sir, are also a victim of it. But no, you don't want to hold anybody accountable, do you? No, you sure don't. You say you want to hold Hillary Clinton accountable. She's not been held accountable. I'm sorry, but I thought you were the man we hired for that job. You said you wanted to hold Comey accountable. You miserably failed at that, didn't you? Didn't you? You gave him a charge that can't stick. What kind of dumbass does that? What kind of idiot is gonna go ahead with a charge that they know won't stick? Somebody who is grossly neglecting the situation, committing fraud, and all the whole nine yards, dude. You are a sick man. You're old, your mental capacity is deteriorating quickly. You know, it's sad to see. It's sad to watch somebody be the president, and they're basically, I'm surprised you don't need a cane to walk around. Because you sure as heck need that podium to lean up against. Put your big fat belly up against it. Why don't you go on a diet, Trump? You want to sit around talking about, you should get some physical, you should work out. Well, why don't you take the president's physical fitness challenge that was back whenever George Bush was in office that Arnold Schwarzenegger initiated? Why don't you do that? Why don't you stop polluting the earth? In fact, why don't you do what Arnold Schwarzenegger says, for he oops upside your head with a lawsuit. I mean, dude, see, I don't understand. How can your administration fight against pollution? Like, and I'm not talking about you're fighting against pollution. You're fighting against us fighting against pollution. Does that make sense? Everybody, I want you to understand, Donald Trump and his administration are fighting California's emission control. They're trying to cut down on emissions. And now what Donald Trump is trying to do is bring emissions control back to the Stone Age. If you don't believe me, go on Donald Trump. I'm sorry. Go on Arnold Schwarzenegger's freaking feed on Instagram. Look it up. It's even on his Twitter, I think. But go look it up. He talks about Donald Trump screwing over the emissions control coming from California. I don't get it, dude. I'm at a complete loss on how you can sit here and say, oh, we're doing the right thing. Oh, we're doing the right thing. Well, you laid the pipeline. Well, what was that? Dakota, I think it was. You laid the pipeline. The indigenous didn't want you to do it. And you did it anyways, didn't you? You sick little man. You sick, short, fat little man. Now, I'm not, like I said, I'm not knocking you, Trump. I'm saying you're sick, you're short, and you're fat. What you need to do is you need to go on a diet, you need to take a physical fitness challenge, you need to take a mental assessment, and on top of that, you need to pay for your crime, sir. You need to go to prison. And that's that. Now, everybody can come out in your defense and say this, that, and the other, and it's not gonna matter, dude. That is way past time for you to pay for your crimes on. That's, you know, it doesn't matter. Seriously, it does not matter who comes to your defense. You can have God himself come down from the heavens, you know, and say, oh, you know what? We should forgive Trump. Yeah, okay, I'll forgive him whenever he's sitting in prison awaiting his treason trial. Yeah, okay. You want to fake your death, Trump? You want to pull a body double, a stunt double? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, then we'll hunt you down with the military. How about that? How about that? You know, I've been holding this so close to my heart. But you know what? Now I'm forced to say that it is time to play the Trump card on Donald Trump. It's time to trump Trump for his lies, for his poisoning of the atmosphere, for his burning of these wildfires, for his human trafficking cover-up that he's been doing with mass shootings, that he is invested with and Jim Murren and George Soros. They're all tied together. George Soros, Jim Murren, Obama, Hillary Clinton, they're all batting for the same team. They're all batting 1,000, 100,000 billion on you. And you guys just don't see it. He doesn't need his freaking check for presidency because why would he need that? He's batting 100 billion. They all ripped off Las Vegas with the Las Vegas shooting. You know what, man? I feel so sad. I'm sorry for the people who are forced to do this. I'm sorry. And I stand with you. You know, I back the blue. Donald Trump doesn't. He manipulates the blue. I'm telling you right now, I back Black Lives Matter and the thin blue line.